The ninth day of the blessed month of Tuba, the departure of Saint Abram, friend of Abba Gawarga. On this day in the year 693 AD, the ascetic saint Abba Abram, friend of Abba Gawarga, departed. This holy father was born to pious Christian parents, and they brought him up on godliness, piety, and merciful deeds to everyone. His father departed while he was still young. When Abram grew, he longed for the monastic life. His mother blessed his wish and prayed to God to accept his devotion. She raised her hands up to heaven, saying, "Lord, please accept from me this gift." Abram went to the monastery of St. Macarius in the wilderness of Shahit and became a disciple to the Holy Father Abba John, also known as Ioannes, the hegumen of the wilderness. Abram exerted himself in praying, fasting, asceticism, and seclusion until he reached a high level of holiness. With divine providence, he became acquainted with Abba Gawarga, another name for George, and they became close friends. They lived together in the cell known as Bagig, nearby the monastery of St. Macarius, until the departure of Abba John, the hegumen of Shahit. Abba Abram became ill with a serious sickness for 18 years that he endured thankfully and patiently. When the time of his departure grew near, he partook of the holy mysteries. The two saints, Abba Macarius the Great and Abba Ioannes, his spiritual father, came to him in a vision, and he delivered up his pure soul into the hand of the Lord, whom he loved. May the prayers of Abba Abram be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the Holy Father, Abba Phias, departed. He was a native of Adna in the district of El Ashmunain. His parents raised him in a Christian way, and after their departure, he crossed the Nile River to the eastern side and came to meet Saint Abahor in El Amund Mount. Abahor received him with joy and put on him the monastic escheme. Abba Phias exerted himself with many ascetic works without boredom to the point that they called him the Enduring. After the departure of his spiritual father, Abahor, he crossed the Nile to the west side and lived in seclusion to worship alone in a place on the western bank of the Nile. One day, the Lord Christ appeared to him and granted him peace. And then the Lord pointed to him where the foundation of the church and the place for a monastery was to be assembled and ordered Phias to start building it. About 100 brethren gathered around him, and they built the monastery and the church. Abba Phias was a spiritual father for them. He endured much spiritual warfare from the devil, but he vanquished the devil by the power of God. In the later part of his life, Phias lived in seclusion along with one of his disciples in a place called El Mal, where he completed his good strife and departed in peace. His disciple took his pure body and brought it to the monastic assembly, where they buried him with great veneration. Many wonders and healing signs were manifested from his pure body. In ancient times, this area was called Minyat Bani Kasib, and then it was called Minyat Abu Phias, and in present time, it is replaced by the city of El Minya. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.